We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line is Steve Roberts, political analyst, to talk about everything that's transpired over the past week. And Steve, the Mueller report, the redacted version at least, released publicly last week. It has Democrats kind of wondering which way to go, doesn't it?
It does, because there is pressure from the liberal wing of the party that says this document proves the president should be impeached. You have Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, running for president. She says she's not being political, but she's being totally political when she says that impeachment should start, because this is the way she gets noticed and people talk about her. But the larger viewpoint, the more common viewpoint, I think, from leaders of the party is to say impeachment is inadvisable at this point. And let's focus on the next election. You know, trying to overturn the results of the last election, far more difficult than influencing the outcome of the next election. Overturning the last election has a whiff of being unfair and even illegitimate, but fighting President Trump at the polls and preventing him from winning the second term, that's totally legitimate from a political point of view. The smart Democratic leaders know that, but they're under a lot of pressure from their base to move more radically against the president.
Do you think there'll be some internal strife over this? I mean, you know, is AOC on the same page as Nancy Pelosi on this one?
Yeah, there already is a lot of strife about it, because you're right, AOC and other liberals, some of them like Warren for, purely for political reasons, others because they deeply believe this president is immoral and should be removed from office. But the fact is that's, as we've talked before, AOC is not the mainstream of the Democratic Party. And AOC, very popular figure in New York and in the Bronx, but Bronx is not going to decide the next election. Next election is going to be decided by voters in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. And what Democratic leaders hope they will get out of the Mueller report. Look, the Mueller report was very legalistic. And Mueller was not able, for a variety of legal reasons, to come to the conclusion the president should be indicted, in part because the Justice Department rules said you cannot indict a sitting president. But that phase is over. That was a legal issue with legal standards. We're now talking about a political situation with political standards. And Democrats say, look, there's a lot in this report, even if the president's not indictable, there's a lot in there that says he's not fit for office, he's not honorable, he's not truthful, he's not a man of good character. That's the argument they're going to make politically. And people like Pelosi say, let's investigate the president. Let's continue to mount this evidence against him. But let's use it in defeating him at the polls. We're going to have a much easier time doing that. Impeachment is a very unwieldy, very difficult mechanism, which has never successfully been used in our history, whereas plenty of presidents have been defeated for a second term. You know, Carter, Ford, Bush 41 in modern history, it actually was reasonably common. And so that's why Pelosi's focusing on that alternative rather than impeachment.
Yeah, for those who are, you know, focusing on impeachment, what is the end game? Are there people who are focusing, you know, who want impeachment, who actually think that they're going to get the president out of office that way?
It's hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, the fact is, if you look at the Senate, you need 2/3 of the Senate. That's 20 Republican votes. There's not one at the moment who's even remotely ready to vote. You had Mitt Romney, the new senator from Utah, voicing deep unhappiness with Donald Trump he saw in the Mueller report. But even Romney is not ready to back impeachment. So from any practical point of view, it's impossible, not almost impossible. It's completely impossible to imagine at this point, given what we know, that impeachment would come close to succeeding in the U.S. Senate. So it would be largely a symbolic exercise. but it'd be a symbolic exercise that it would allow Donald Trump to say, see, I told you, they're trying to steal the election. They're trying to rig it. The coastal elites are all against you. The swamp is rising again. And you're just handing him, in the view of a lot of Democrats, political organizing tools. Much better off saying we're going to use our investigative powers. We're going to keep digging into a lot of these issues that Mueller raised. We're going to keep the heat on, but we're going to focus on the election, which is a far more legitimate way of getting rid of him, and actually, historically, a far easier thing to accomplish than impeachment.
Do you think Washington is able to move on then?
No, I don't, because there are going to be plenty of Democrats like Elizabeth Warren who see the chance to make a splash, see the chance to get on TV when they keep talking about impeachment. But, you know, the other factor is that a lot of Democrats say, look, what helped us win that majority of the House last fall was not impeachment. It was talk about access to health care. It was talk about jobs. It was talk about the issues of people in Buffalo and everywhere else talk about around the kitchen table. That's always been the key to Democratic Party success, is talk about the issues that, you know, the middle class cares about. And so it's not just that impeachment is an impossible a goal given the makeup of the U.S. Senate. It also, all the time that's taken up by impeachment, is less time the Democrats talk about the issues that most voters care about.
That's Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.